Blog Talk Radio.
Let me have Mother Gloria pray.
Man, good evening. This is another day that the Lord has given us. I would like to thank each and every one of you for tuning in this evening. We are New Beginnings Ministry. We're here every Wednesday at 7 o'clock, from 7 to 8 o'clock, and we do thank you for taking the time to participate this evening. We'd like to inform you that we are interactive. Amen. What does that mean? That you have an opportunity to call in if you have a question or you would like to share something. The mics will be open for you to do that. Also, we are on Zoom. If you would like, you can come on to Zoom. And if you, in the past, the Zoom note ID number is 505-563-6808. That's 505-563-6808. And the pass for that is Psalms, the capital P, S-A-L-M, without the S, 23, Psalm 23 with the capital P. And you can be connected to Zoom. Amen. For those who would like to call in, the call-in number is 347-237-4054. That's 347-237-4054. And we'd also like to inform you that if you would like to share this message of wisdom, amen. And that's the path that we all need to take, wisdom. You can go into the archives and type in, type in Blog Talk Radio and then type in We Can Begin Again. Blog Talk Radio, then type in We Can Begin Again. And once you type that in, you can listen to this message or any of the archives that has been shared over the years. Amen. Be a blessing to someone. Share a word. Amen. There's so many trials and so many things that people are going through. And just for you to be able to sit down and share the word with someone will be a blessing. And we do thank you for doing just that. Amen. We're going to move further on. And as of course, you know, on the first, we have Mother Gloria from Call Unto Me Ministry. She starts us off in prayer. She sets the atmosphere, amen, and then we move forward from there. So right now we're going to ask Mother Gloria if she would come on. If you have a prayer request, please share it with us at this time, amen, and she can add you into the prayer calling. Whomever that you're asking for prayer by name, the mics are open. Are there any that would like to ask for prayer, request prayer?
I'm requesting prayer. My name is Roberta Kilgore. I'm from Phoenix. I'm in the hospital. I just had surgery, so pray that everything will work out. Right now, I'm not feeling that well, but I know God is able. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Sister Roberta. Share another.
Praise.
We also like to add the Wilborns on the list. The Wilborns are also Katrina Holloway, who is in the hospital. She landed in the hospital at this time. Amen. Waiting for a diagnosis on the blood clots within her leg, and they just found it on her heart, so we're asking for prayer for that. Also for Tina Hobbs, who on the 10th will be going in to have her breast removed due to cancer. We'd like to ask for prayer for her, and are there any others that we have prayer?
Just looked up Danielle Thomas, Keita Thompson, the family of Jabari Bass, the Johnson family. Amy Morton. Paula Cargan, Nadine Madoff. Sarah Abraham, the family of Effie Hinton.
Amen. Mother Gloria.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Good evening. Good evening to, praise God, Elders John, Dr. John Clay, and Elder and Dr. Suzanne Clay. God bless you. Thank you so much for having me to come and take these few minutes to pray for these prayer requests. I don't take it lightly. It is indeed an honor and a pleasure to come before you on behalf of God's people. And as I was preparing, I heard all the names that were called, written them down. I had to go get a prayer book so I can write these names down, not that I pray today, but I want to continue in prayer for all of these situations that have been called out tonight. And as I was praying, I was seeking God. The Holy Spirit said, take them into that secret place. That secret place in Psalms 91, every name that was called, those that are in the hospital, those that have blood clots, those that have preparing for surgery, those, every name, God knows every name that was called, every hair on your head. And he wants you to be encouraged tonight. As I take you into that secret place tonight, he says, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him I will trust. Heavenly Father, God, I pray for those, God, that are going through. I pray, God, that they will go into that secret place, God, and have a little talk with Jesus about all the concerns that are on their heart. Every request that was mentioned here tonight, God, I pray that you touch them individually and collectively. I pray, God, that you so move on their spirit, God, that something will happen in them that they say, I know a God that can heal. I know a God can do anything but fail. I know a God I'm going to put my trust in, and I'm going to lean and depend on him through the rain, through the storm, all the things that they're going through. God said he can heal blood clots. He can heal the limbs and all the things that are being removed. I come to find out them your battle scars that you can look back on and see how God brought you through each one of them in the mighty name of Jesus. And I thank you tonight, God, that I can pray for them. I thank you, God, we're going to call them healed and whole, because in Isaiah 58 says that your life, God, shall break forth speedily. God, break forth speedily in all these circumstances, God. Your righteousness shall go before you. The glory of the Lord shall be your rear, God. God, be their rear, God. When they're down and they feel that because of the diagnosis, God, I pray that they believe the report of the Lord that still heals, delivers, and sets free, the God that if you look back over his history, you can see when he raised the dead, healed the blinded eye. God has not changed, because he's still the same yesterday and today and forever. So I pray, God, that everyone, wherever you may be listening from your hospital room, from your sick bed, God, that you would put your trust in him. And in Psalm 34, that I will bless the Lord at all times. God, it's easy to bless the Lord when everything is going right, but can you fall on your knees and go into that secret place and say, God, I'm going to trust you. God, I'm going to lean on you. God, I'm going to depend on you. And I ask tonight, God, for everyone, God, you said by your stripes we already healed. Let them speak those things that be not as they were. Speak life into your situation. And then give God thanks. Give God thanks in the mighty name of Jesus. And God, and also, it says in Isaiah 65 and 24, my God, when you put the word on it, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, while when you call, he will hear. and he will answer. Yeah. God, your people are calling on you this evening. They're calling
yes.
on you, and they're looking for you to answer. Thank you, God, that you be a prayer answering God. Thank you, God, that take them beside the still water
yes.
in the mighty
Lord.
Name of Jesus. Let your mercy and your grace follow
yes.
them all the days
yes.
of their life. Take them beside that still water in the name of Jesus and lead them in the path of righteousness for yourself. Yea, though I walk through the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for God, for you are with me. And your rod and your staff will comfort. God, comfort somebody tonight, God. Take this prayer, God, and lower it down in your storehouse and comfort your people and bless your people. Let your mercy and your grace touch them individually and collectively.
Yes.
And they can say, I know he touched me.
Mm-hmm.
I know he touched me. Like
thank
the woman
you.
With the issue of blood, she
yes.
pressed away. Let them press their way to you tonight. And God,
mm-hmm.
let them touch the hem of your garment tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And I thank you, God,
mm-hmm.
that you allow me to pray this simple prayer, that those mm-hmm. are listening, God, will feel lifted, will feel
mm-hmm.
encouraged because of who you are, because of
yes.
you are God that cannot fail. So, God, I pray as I bring my prayer to a close. God, pray for every pastor, every elder. Pray, God, for this ministry that will continue going forward, that somebody's life be changed,
yes.
somebody be blessed by the lesson that's going to be taught on tonight, God. And then, God, we
yes.
want to give you thanks. You said all things give praise. We're going to praise our way through tonight. We're going to say hallelujah
yes.
anyhow in the mighty name of
hallelujah.
Jesus. God, thank you, God, for allowing me to pray this simple prayer for your people. And God, I pray that you lower down in your storehouse that they will feel, how no matter how they came on tonight, that they will
yes.
feel that it is hope. And some that might say it's a hopeless situation, but our hope lies in you. So, Heavenly Father,
yes.
thank you tonight for allowing me to pray. Bless the service that's going to go forth, God. Everything
yes.
is done and said as they sit around the round table and talk about
yes.
the goodness of Jesus and all you're able to do and the wisdom and all they're getting. Get understanding. Get wisdom.
Yes.
In Jesus' name, I do pray. Amen and amen. And you know how I'm always going to give God some praise. I can never start or end without saying, God, you are good God. You are mighty God. So if you can clap your hands tonight, if you can say
yes,
hallelujah,
yes,
if you can say, if you can praise your way through it all, and then you can look back where God brought you from, and you say, you can say he brought me from a mighty long way.
Yes,
in Jesus' name
you,
I pray.
Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Mother Gloria. When you were praying, I got a message from Danielle's daughter, saying that her mother needed prayer right then and there, and I sent the message back that we are praying right now, and praise God. That,
thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Forward. And those that are listening, if you would continue to lift up she and her family even beyond our time together today, I'd appreciate it. This evening, we're going to start with Proverbs 5. We may or may not get through the whole chapter. Actually, like the Proverbs, our book is the book of wisdom, and with each chapter, you can take a chapter a day and get you through a month, and then the next month you start all over again with Proverbs 1 and go to each verse. But in studying the book of Proverbs, we can go line upon line, and it'll take us 3 years to really get the word. And the more you read it, the more understanding you get from it. The Lord has provided the book of Proverbs for us because he wants us to be wise in living this life here on this earth. And he wants us to be wise in how we conduct ourselves and how we carry ourselves in our family and among our community and how we represent the kingdom. He wants us to be wise with that. So he tells us in simple words, simple proverbs, simple verses, the book said one, verse upon verse, line upon line, precept upon precept, as it says in the book of Isaiah. So starting with, we're going to start with chapter 5, verse 1. Chapter 5, and I'm going to read, I'm going to go back and forth between King James, the Living Bible, and the Passion Translation. In the King James Version, verse 1 says, of chapter 5, says, my son, attend unto my wisdom and bow thine ear to my understanding. In the Good News, in the Living Bible, it says, listen to me, my son. I know what I say. Listen. And not changing it from my son, but meaning my child. We are to listen. 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 It makes me think about me talking to, I'm so blessed to have grandchildren to talk to. Yesterday, I was able to, my granddaughter brought her dress over for prom, and they do things so different now. No prom dates, it's a bunch of the girls going together, and they go for a party. She said, it's not like a date, it's a party. And I like that. And getting her dress ready, we have time to talk, but we have time, just the two of us. So I'm sewing and cutting and everything and talking, and I told her how blessed I am to be here to even talk to my grandchildren. And how blessed I am that my grandchildren are listeners. At least they, I think Papa John will say that's what they call him, that they may be pretending to listen. They're very respectful, but we talk to them a lot. So you want your children and your grandchildren to listen to your experience, because listening to your experience may save them some heartache, some hardship, and give them a jump start on growing up and on life. So let's start off there. Father God, I praise your name and thank you, dear Lord, for this time together. I thank you, Lord, that as we go through the word this evening, Father God, your Proverbs, Father, that you will help us to share and apply our life experiences, Father God. Help us because of our life experience, Father God, to interpret the word, Father God. But dear Lord, we ask you, Father God, that if our interpretation is off in any way, skewed in any way, Father God, that you would correct us. I thank you, Lord, for the conversation, Father God. I thank you, Lord, that you would give us accuracy, dear Lord. Give us discernment, Father God, as we divide the word, dear Lord. Give us fluency and true clarity, dear Lord, as we share. So listen to me, my son, for I know what I'm talking about. You see, the gray hair gives you wisdom. Age gives you wisdom if you're smart. If you're in the word and you've been studying the word, if you're looking at the Proverbs, and looking at the book of Isaiah, too, is another good one that gives you wisdom. And of course, the song, that you can apply that to your life. So because of age, because of our experiences, we've been given firsthand knowledge of some things and some ways about life, ways about dealing with people, ways to navigate this life here. So we ask our children to listen carefully, and this is what the Lord is asking us to do. It says, listen carefully to my advice, so the wisdom and discernment will enter your heart, and then the words you speak will express what you've learned. So as we get older, as we get more wise in the word, as we grow up spiritually, where we're not eating this taking milk and this we're digging in deeper, getting closer to the Lord, developing a relationship with the Lord, that we're listening to our elders and those folks who have gone before us, and those people that the Lord has put in our path to guide us and to save us from and to keep us from stumbling our feet as we walk this walk. We learn. And the more we learn, the more we have to share. Praise God. Verse 3 says, remember this, the lips of a seductor seem sweet like honey, and her smooth words are like music in your ears. So this book is talking about morality, and it's telling us to avoid promiscuity, to avoid getting into sexual sin, to avoid immoral sin. So we're talking especially, we think about, when we think about beginning to teach children and young people about morals and so forth, we begin doing that usually in their preteen year and then as a teenager. But where they really struggle and where most people stumble is when they get in their late teens and their 20s. Mm-hmm. They begin to stumble. And oftentimes they open doors to sexual sins and to sexual spirits, to immoral or sexual impurity or immoral spirit by stumbling into something where a door has been opened with letting in that sin and others into their lives. And I'll talk more about that. In verse 3 it says, the lips of the seductor seem sweet. My grandmother used to say that the devil make you think that means not grieving. Everybody knows that means grieving. But the devil will pull you in where you say, oh, that's harmless. That doesn't hurt. Even if you know the word, or even if you've been, you know that something makes you feel uncomfortable. I shouldn't say even if you know the word, but it may be uncomfortable at first. But the devil will get you in so close that it stops feeling uncomfortable. And for those that are in the church or have been raised around the word, they may feel an uncomfortability, which is the Holy Spirit, and they'll quench the Holy Spirit by ignoring the Holy Spirit, ignoring the Holy Spirit's unctioning that something's not right. So the lips of the seductress, the lips of evil, the lips of sexual sin. Sexual sin may seem harmless. Pornography, soft porn, flirtation, that may seem harmless. It may seem sweet. It may be even flattering someone to pay attention to you. And you get that type of attention, sexual attention in that way. But you have to beware. Because the devil will bring you in subtly.
Mm-hmm.
Pull you in and get you so deep that you don't even realize how deep you are into it until it turns. And you see the real deal. Verse 4 says, I promise you this. In the end, all you'll be left with is a bitter conscience. Because once you get in the sin, always done in hiding, always done in the dark. Once you're in the sin, and a sin is exposed, the exposure is uncomfortable. It becomes bitter. But then other things have to happen for you to rectify, save your reputation, running away, lying, changing the people that you hang around, avoiding people that would confront you in order to make you feel comfortable. The conscience is being bound. For the sting of your sin will pierce your soul like a sword. But oftentimes people will wrestle with the sin and try to justify it, blaming others, justify it by saying they have a right, justify it by thinking that the grass is greener on the other side. But all the time, their soul is being pierced. Because the enemy only came, is only here to kill, steal, and destroy. Here we go. Kill, steal, and destroy. That's those are the ultimate goal.
Mm-hmm.
So it hurts. There's pain. There's pain. This sin, sexual sin, immoral sin, immorality, sexual impurity will ruin your life. It'll drag you down to death. So how does that happen? It'll drag you down to death and lead you straight to hell.
Mm-hmm.
Because once the enemy has you, he doesn't have to wrestle for you anymore. Once he has you, then he has a doorway to the rest of your family.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to think about that.
Mm-hmm.
So you asked me, what are the sexual sins? I'm going to take a little break here. What are the sexual sins and sexual impurities or immorality? What are we talking about when we talk about these things? This chapter so far says avoid promiscuity. And that's what the father is talking to the son about. To avoid being promiscuous, to save yourself. It tells us in Proverbs, we learn that a man should not waste his seed. Fill his seed, shouldn't waste his seed on alien women. That a woman should preserve herself, save herself for her husband. Don't waste your seed. So what happens when you waste your seed? When you waste your seed, when you don't save yourself, you risk getting sexually transmitted diseases. When you don't save yourself, when you waste your seed, you risk illegitimate pregnancies outside of marriage. How does the sexual sin come in besides heterosexual sex? All of the sexual spirits go together. It's all together. It's all one. One is not better than the other one. So adultery, to say that so-and-so is an adultery, well, at least they didn't commit incest. One's not better than the other one. It's still a sexual sin. It's still sexual impurity. And the door is open to one or all to come through. Once it's open. So for sexual impurity, lust, fantasizing, fantasy lust, masturbation, here I'm going to get some calls on this one, homosexuality, adultery, fornication, incest, harlotry, in other words, prostitution, rape, exposure and exhibitionism, fragility, flirtation, seduction, impotence, and addiction all go together. Open the door for one, give the other legal right to enter into your family as well.
Mm-hmm.
Any questions or comments? Questions or comments?
All mics open.
You see, it says that to let that sin in. To let the sexual impurity, the promiscuity in, it can ruin your life. It can drag you down. Slow death. all the way to hell. So we have walking dead around us, walking death. It can prevent you from considering the path of your life and the path that your life was destined to take. It can alter your path. It can postpone your path. He will take you where you don't want to go. Take you where you don't want to go. Lead you down a slippery road.
Mm-hmm.
It's difficult to climb back up. And it never goes by itself.
Mm-hmm.
It will always, always take two. At least a minimum of two. A minimum. Notice I say minimum, because once you let it in your family, it may manifest in other ways as well.
Mm-hmm.
If we go to verse 8, don't even go near the door of her house. Don't go near the door. Be very careful not to go near that temptation. Save yourself. You can ruin your honor among people. It is cruel. It can destroy your reputation. It can linger. It will take your strength away. It can destroy your home. In verse 11 it says, "For when you grow old, you will groan in anguish and shame as sexually transmitted diseases consume your body." But it's not just the sexually transmitted diseases. But as you grow older, you're consumed with anguish and shame and regret. For many people spend most of their adult life trying to recover or trying to rectify or make peace with decisions they made when they were in their teens, when they were in their 20s, when they were young people, and they allowed the enemy into their home, into their life.
That's good.
Trying to make,
mm-hmm.
asking for forgiveness, trying to correct it.
Yes,
running
yes.
from it. But
running
it's always
it.
There. Always there in the back of your mind.
Hmm.
So are you saying, Suzanne, that there's no getting away from it? Yes, there is.
No.
And we're going to get to that.
Okay.
There's no getting away in our own.
Mm-hmm.
There's no running from it, changing it, rectifying it in our flesh. God's word, and in God's word, we know that there's forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
I have to ask for it. We know that there's protection, and there are things that we can do.
Mm-hmm.
For them to be made. We praise God. This is New Beginning Ministry.
Yeah,
and we
that's
come and it'll give us a second and third and sometimes fourth and fifth chance.
That's right.
But he always says he will redeem the time. But he will do it.
Yes.
It's not in us. It's not in
us.
Amen.
Question, comment. Okay, going further, verse 12 says, and then finally you'll admit that you were wrong and say, if only I had listened to wisdom's voice and not stubbornly demanded my own, because my heart knew what to do. The rebellion of you. When we pray, thy will, the Father's will, not my will.
Mm-hmm.
My will is in trouble and disappoint me every time. But if I stay in the Father's will, if I put
my
God, I can't go wrong.
That's right, that's right.
Divine plan for me, and I don't want it postponed. He has a divine purpose for me, and I don't want to counterfeit.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to do it right. But whatever age you are that you come to, that you want to make peace, and that you want to do it right, the Lord welcomes us. Praise God.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Any questions or comments?
No, this is a good, a very great lesson. Very good.
Yes, it is. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Lord. I like how you said if you open the door for one sin.
You had a question.
Yeah. Good. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're breaking up a little.
You were kind of low.
Mm-hmm.
You were kind of low.
What was the question?
No question.
No question either. In our rebellious and in stubbornness, we want to do things our own way.
Mm-hmm.
We want to demand our way. It's got to be our way. We compare ourselves to our friends and people that aren't in the Word, people that the Lord has not put before us to follow, that the enemy has put us with, and we want to do things our own way. Don't want to be told what to do. I know I'm old and I can do so.
I'm grown.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hi.
You know, I would like to say also.
Go ahead,
Mother. How you said it ruins your honor, your reputation, mm-hmm. and your home because it enters into your home. This is an excellent lesson, and I think this is awesome. Thank you for bringing it. Praise God. Mm-hmm. That's what happens when you do it your own way and you won't listen. That's right, Mother. That's right, Dr. Suzanne. Amen. Because those spirits attach itself. And once you're out there and you got attached and then you bring it into your home, then it creates that same spirit within your home. You know, this is good. This is good. I like how you said when you bring in one, I'll put it this way, his buddies come. You know, that opens the door. You know, we have the choice because we're too lax, too passive. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Too passive. And what's we have to stay with the word. What's right is right. And what's wrong is wrong. And if we like Mother said, you know, and like you said, Dr. Suzanne, you know, I'm grown. I can do this. You know, nobody. But are you grown? Because there's a Father in heaven that is the Father, and we still are the children. And you're not that grown. Because after a while, at the end of the day, the rubber does meet the road. After the end of the day, we're going to have to answer for our choices. You know, this is a very good lesson, a great lesson. This is great.
Amen.
I hope there's a lot of people on the line. Body of Christ, are you all on? We need to know this.
Yeah, there's a lot of people on.
Praise God.
So once your eyes are open and the blinders are taken off and you ask yourself, why didn't I take this seriously? Why didn't I listen? You know, I was warned. I didn't listen to wise counsel. Why was I foolish? Why?
Mm-hmm.
Why did I think I could get away with it? But that's what the enemy does. The enemy will make you think that it's not Jesus, that you can get away with it, that you're the one that's going to work out for, that you can see things that other people can't see. The enemy will fool you, will put blinders on, will put people in your life that are only there to lead you to death and destruction. It's like the Judas goat leading the lamb to slaughter.
Yes.
The lamb is their friend, that he's a lamb too, but he's not. He's a deceiver, and he will lead you to your slaughter.
Amen.
So it takes people to where they can't turn around, where their life is ruined, where they feel disgraced. It's a price to pay. There's a price to pay when you enter into sin and you let sin in to your life and your family's life.
My Lord.
Who sacrificed? Will you sacrifice a child? Will you sacrifice your marriage? Will you sacrifice your relationship with your family? Are you sacrificing your relationship with the Lord? Have you quenched the Holy Spirit? Have you lost your affiliation with your church? Have you lost your job? Have you lost friendship? Have you lost your health? There's a price to pay when you enter into sin. There's a price to pay when you don't heed to warning, when warning after warning after warning. And for us, especially for believers, the Holy Spirit is on the job.
Yes,
the Holy
is.
Spirit is warning, speaking to you that you're ignoring it. You're ignoring it. Over and over and over till the Holy Spirit is quenched. You come to a place where those same people that you turned away from are the ones that you have to go back to. And they have a choice of either standing in judgment of you or receiving you back. But it all depends on how you come back. The next line, the next section, talks about sex is reserved for marriage. So when we talk about adultery, we talk about sex being reserved for marriage and how we have to be careful and to teach our children that to teach our children, and it's difficult. It's so difficult in these times, and it's harder now than it was when I was growing up. You know, and every generation struggles and struggles and struggles with this. But what we see now on television, in music, I mean, everywhere around us where everything is okay and normalized, that it's difficult. It's very difficult. But teenagers still feel something, know that there's something that just shouldn't be or that this may not be normal because they wouldn't hide. They wouldn't hide it if they thought it was normal. They wouldn't hide sin in choices that they made if they thought that this was normal, although the world is trying to normalize some very wicked things. In this verse 9, share your love with your wife alone. Drink from her well of pleasure and no other. That's the not wasting your seed. Why would you have sex with a stranger or with anyone other than your wife? And that goes for wives, having sex with a stranger with anyone other than your husband. Reserve this pleasure for yourself alone. Do not share with another. It's not supposed to be shared. It's an intimate. The Lord created sexual intimacy for a husband and wife to enjoy on their together together to enjoy one another, to minister to one another. It's the act of ministry in marriage. Your sex life will be blessed as you take joy and pleasure in the wife of your youth. Let her breath be your satisfaction, and let her embrace intoxicate you at all times. And see, what the enemy does is try to turn you against those things. So couples have to pray and pray that they will always have a thirst for one another. They will always take pleasure in one another, that they would take pleasure in pleasing one another and being available to one another sexually and emotionally, physically, together, spiritually together at all times. It says in verse 20, my son, why would you be exhilarated by an adulteress by embracing a woman who's not even yours? But the enemy will make you think that that's tempting, daring, it's dangerous, and have it in being. It will tell you that it's intriguing, but it's very dangerous because it always leads to death. For God sees everything that you do, and his eyes are wide open as he observes every habit you have. Beware that your sins don't overtake you and that the scars of your own conscience don't become the ropes that tie you up. Those who choose wickedness die for lack of self-control, for their foolish ways lead them astray, carrying them away as hostages, kidnapped, captives, robbed completely of their death they know because they didn't turn away from what the enemy proposed, because they didn't see sin for sin and didn't believe that it was the enemy. Any questions or comments?
No, you're saying it all. This is so good. God wants us to know this.
I love the Proverbs. Praise God. I'm going to pray a prayer. If there aren't any comments or questions. Father God, we praise your name this evening, dear Lord, and we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for this time that we've spent in the Word, Father God. I thank you, Father God, that if there be anyone on the line, Father God, that is experiencing any of the sexual impurities, Father God, we turn it over to you, Father God. I ask you, Lord, to loose them in the name of Jesus. Yes. From those things, Father God, that may be binding them up, Father God, that may have them that may be holding them captive, Father God. I thank you, Lord, that there is deliverance in your word, Father God, and that they will come to you, Father God, by turning it over, any sin of omission or commission, Father God, laying it at your feet, Father God, asking, Father God, that it be reversed, Father God, asking for peace and for forgiveness, Father God. I thank you, dear Lord, that yes, we may stumble into sin, Father God, but there's always a way of escape, Father God. That you have given us the power, dear Lord, to bind and to loose, Father God. You have given us the power, dear Lord, to bind up those things of the enemy, Father God, that may be holding us captive, Father God, and to loose those things, Father God, that will set us completely free, Father God. So we ask you those that we ask for your freedom, Father God, and those, Father God, needing forgiveness, Father God, that they would petition you this evening, Father God, praying and knowing, Father God, that they can be forgiven, Father God, and they can be completely set free. All it takes is a word, dear Lord, and I thank you. I thank you and praise you, Father God. I thank you, Lord, that your word is true, that it's unchanging, Father God. I thank you, Lord, that it was true yesterday, today, and forever, dear Lord. Yes. And I praise you, dear Lord. Father God, I hold the blood of Jesus over myself, my family, those that I pray that we pray for today, Father God. Everyone that's on the line, Father God, with us this evening, Father God, for everything that concerns all of us, Father God, for protection against every evil person, spirit, and plan of Satan.
Yes.
I have a covenant, the blood of Jesus
yes.
Christ, that cannot be broken, and it never, ever ends. It's a contract, dear Lord, a word, Father God, a word of warranty, Father God, that Jesus is my guarantee that Satan is defeated in the name of Jesus. Fear, sickness, disease, poverty, lack, failure, defeat, destruction, and death are all a part of the curse of the law, and we have been redeemed from the curse by the blood of Jesus. The word, all of heaven and the blood of Jesus are my witnesses. Satan, you have no right, no place, no legal rights or place or access to attack me, my seed, or anyone on this line. I hold the blood of Jesus against every attack and declare you are defeated right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus,
yes.
With blood, I come against all revenge, retaliation, backlash, and counterattack and render them powerless and ineffective right now.
Every
incantation, psychic prayer, and every curse sent against any of us this evening in the name of
Jesus.
I break every evil soul tie and forbid any transfer of evil spirits from any source whatsoever in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
The blood of Jesus washes, cleanses, heals, saves, delivers, prospers, sets free,
yes.
provides, and protects me and all those that are online with me.
Thank you, Father.
Father God,
yes.
I thank
yes.
you for
thank
mighty provisions of this word. I thank you, Lord, and the power of your Holy Spirit. I thank
yes.
you, Lord, for allowing us the mm-hmm. access and the authority to use the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord, that we can apply the blood of Jesus. Praise God. I apply the blood of Jesus to every attack and work of darkness that the enemy may come up with. You know the power of the blood of Jesus. And Satan,
yes.
you know you are defeated with it.
In Jesus.
I have a covenant with Father God through the blood of Jesus, and that covenant cannot, will
no,
not,
it
and
will
it
not.
Will never, ever be broken.
Yes.
Jesus.
I am an overcomer by the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony, which is his word. In Jesus' sweet and we
Amen.
Thank you. We've turned together this evening, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that my sisters and brothers, Father God, have a peaceful rest on my sleep. I thank you, Father God, that every room of their home is filled with the Holy Spirit like a cloud.
Yes.
That they're in
peace.
I thank you, Lord, that they rest peacefully, Father God. They wake up, Father God, energized and rejuvenated, Father God, because I sleep, that they did not battle in their sleep because the Holy Spirit is there with them. Because, Father
thank
God,
you
your warring angels are camped about them, ministering to them as they sleep and warring on their behalf.
Yes.
Thank you, Father God, in Jesus'
thank
sweet
you.
Holy name. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I can look beyond.